John, that must have been a really frustrating night for you. Your second half performance deserved at least something from the game.
I think we deserve to win the game. I think, well, if they count their keeper's long kick, our keeper's tipped over the bar. The only attempt they had on our goal was the one that went in. That's disappointing because the keeper knows he should have come for it. And it's something that we work on, so it's frustrating. But, you know, we've got to get out of this rut that we're in. We've lost three games on the spin now, and we could have won all three, really, to be honest, without playing any difference. But, you know, we're getting punished for mistakes that we make. And, you know, I think the performance merited at least a point, possibly all three, but you don't always get what you deserve in football, and you just got to keep batting away. You can't get too despondent, you can't get too downhearted. You got to believe that eventually your luck will go in your favour. And, you know, tonight, a little bit of luck eluded us.
You were very unhappy with your defending at the weekend. Other than the goal you've conceded, it seemed to be a lot more solid tonight.
Well, we were better. We still give up a couple of silly chances in the first half through sloppy play that they should have capitalised on, and they didn't. And after that, I don't think even the most biased Berry fan would think that the second half performance deserved to win the game. But, you know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than be good. And certainly in the second half, that paid off for Berry.
You talk about saves or lack of them that your goalkeeper had to make. Their keeper's made a couple of good saves in that second half.
Well, he has. Disappointed the one we've missed at the end. Comes to Josh on the 6-yard box, and, you know, we haven't worked the keeper, and that's disappointing because it's a good opportunity. But, you know, we'd had the warning signings with Cameron in the first half. He'd lost his man a couple of times in the box, and, you know, we've dealt with the first ball, the second phase. We've sort of half gone to sleep, but I think everybody's expecting the keeper to come forward. The ball's in the air a long time, and he should come forward. And for whatever reason, he chose not to, and that's cost us the game.
You used the word rut earlier for this run of three defeats. Is it a case of just drawing all the experience and try and get these players back to what they were a few weeks ago?
I've got a tough game. They're in good form at the moment, Northampton, so it's not going to be a given. And, you know, we've got to try and pluck a win from somewhere. We've got to start scoring goals, to be honest. We're wasteful in front of goal. We're looking for the perfect opportunity too many times. First half, we got ourselves into some great positions and had a reluctance to go forward. We look nervous, and we've got to snap out of that. You know, there's no point feeling sorry for ourselves. And the first half, we were too tentative. We give them too much respect. And when we got the wrong side of them, we wanted to go backwards rather than forwards. And that's something that we're just going to have to drive home to them and train. We've got to be positive. And if you lose a game being positive, so be it. But as soon as you lose a game being positive than being negative, we were a lot better in the second half and deserved to win the game, but for the second half performance. But, you know, you've got to score goals. The game's all about scoring goals. And at the moment, we haven't really got a goal scorer. We've got good approach players and we've got good older players, but we haven't got a goal scorer. You know, James Gray probably be our most prolific player, but in order to get him on the pitch, he has to be able to do other things. And, you know, just the style of football that we play doesn't lend itself to the way James plays, so it's a bit difficult for him at the moment and difficult for us all.
Is it a case of you need new forward players then, or will it be a change the style and try and give Carver or Gray a go?
Well, 4 weeks ago we didn't think we needed new forwards, so, you know, we haven't become a bad team overnight. It took us 3 weeks. We'll carry on. We'll carry on trying our hardest. If we can bring players in, we will. If we can't, we'll go with what we've got.
And no Tom Aldred tonight for the first time in well over a year. Is there news to tell us about him?
No.
Just not selected?
Well, he was injured. Or, well, he declared himself injured last night. So draw your own conclusions from that.